So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. As dog owners, we want our dogs to listen to us in a variety of different settings, contexts, environments, and distractions, right? But one of the most important things we have to understand is that dogs are extremely situational learners, meaning that just because your dog knows how to sit in your living room does not mean that your dog has a clear understanding of how to sit around PetSmart, around other animals, in the backyard, in the front lawn. Meaning, it's not that your dog is being disobedient, it's that in your dog's brain, he does not understand that sit means put your rear end on the ground in this context, right? Dogs are terrible generalizers, so again, just because your dog understands how to do something in one context does not mean he understands how to do it in another context. In order for us to begin getting our dogs to generalize in a variety of different scenarios, contexts, environments, and distractions, we have to practice it. Practice a given behavior around those environments and distractions. So for instance, if your dog sits in the living room but does not sit right outside in the front porch or outside in the concrete sidewalk, then the first thing I would do is work on that behavior and give your dog extra help if he needs it, right? So for example, if you ask your dog to sit and your dog sits on command with just the word sit, puts his butt on the ground, you give your dog a treat, great. Then you take it outside, you ask your dog to sit, but your dog does not sit. That doesn't mean your dog is being disobedient, it means he needs a bit of help understanding what you're asking of him in that context. So what I would do is ask your dog to sit again, and if he needs more help, I would get a treat and guide your dog up the same way you originally taught your dog to sit. The moment your dog sits, I would give your dog the treat and reward him. Practice that a couple times. Obviously, you don't want to make it a whole 5, 10, 20 minute thing. You want the short, sweet, fun, 30 seconds here, 30 seconds there. Rather leave your dog wanting more. But again, you're giving your dog that extra help if he needs it, right? You're not just asking your dog to sit and repeating the command. Because if your dog knew what to do, he would do it in the first place, right? He's not being oblivious and just blatantly just ignoring you. The most important part is making sure that you have a clear understanding of how well your dog understands a given command. Then once your dog understands how to perform the behavior outside your front door or in front of your house, bring him to more distracting environments, right? You want to introduce those distractions gradually. Meaning that if your dog just understands how to sit in the living room, don't bring your dog to the middle of a big crowd where there's other people, other dogs, and then try working on it there. Because it might be too much too soon for your dog. Something you want to ease into it. So make sure that you start off with no distractions, and then as your dog progresses, begin introducing and increasing the distraction as your dog progresses, right? Because ultimately, we're all going at our dog's pace, not at the pace we want. And that's the big secret for today, guys. Remember, when it comes to training our dogs, first we want to start off with no distractions, teach them the given concept of a given behavior, such as sitting, putting their rear end on the ground. Then once they understand how to perform that behavior with no distractions, say for example, you taught him how to sit or sit in the living room, next step is generalization. It's bringing our dogs everywhere we expect them to listen to us and practice those behaviors, right? And that is honestly one of the most critical aspects of training any service dog, right? Easiest part is teaching the service dogs the behavior we want. But once the service dog understands a given behavior, the most important part is bringing that dog around everything we expect that service dog to perform, right? Around all those environments and distractions we expect that service dog to listen to us under. And that applies to every dog. Again, so if your dog is not listening to you the first time, it could just be that your dog may not have a full understanding of the behavior you're asking of him in that new context. Take the time to make it easier for your dog and help your dog make the right decision. And that is the big secret for today, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And if you guys did, feel free to leave us a quick review on whatever platform you're listening on. And we'll see you in our next one.